somebody asked, like, how did you get the name Rainbow Dragon?
Hi, I'm Kevin Carvalho. I'm the executive chef for Dine De Luca Hawaii. I'm a proud fisherman and hunter, and I volunteer with Chef Hui and Conservation International Hawaii. You know, one of the first memories of fishing when I was a kid was catching ta'ape. We would go for putpio or minpachi, but ta'ape was always there and we'd always hit our hooks. One thing we didn't know back then about ta'ape was that it is a snapper. It's just like uku, the gray snapper, or onaga. It's just a little smaller. The flesh of it is nice, firm, flaky, white fish. So back in the 50s, they brought ta'ape to the islands, not knowing that it's going to be flourishing and taking over as much as it did, sort of pushing the native fishes out of their homes and kind of eating what they eat. Eating ta'ape or purchasing ta'ape is the best choice because, one, it's an easy fish to cook. You can do it anyway. You can smoke it, you can grill it, you can fry it. Most people fry it, which is really easy. You don't need to clean it or anything, fillet it. But it's a tasty fish. There's a lot of flavor in it. There's a lot of different ways that you can prepare ta'ape. You can poke, sashimi, the bigger ones. Most people grill it or fry it. Personally, I like to smoke it. We'll just marinate it for a while, smoke it, and eat it just for poo-poos while we're watching TV or watching a game or something. So February is unique because it's Hawaii Invasive Species Month. It gives us an opportunity to highlight this fish, ta'ape, and show you how you can help. So Conservation International Hawaii and Chef Hui are working together to promote awareness about ta'ape. We're gonna help develop the culinary markets and educate local communities about the incredible abundance resource. It's important to support local because you may not realize it, but every pound of ta'ape you purchase directly benefits the local economy, the local food security, and our ocean environment. For example, if you purchase a special item that features ta'ape here at Dine De Luca, like our charcuterie board, Aipono, by purchasing our charcuterie board at Dine De Luca, all the proceeds are gonna go to Chef Hui, and it's gonna help them further their community assistance programs. So the Aipono charcuterie board includes a lot of local slash invasive products. Number one being our ta'ape. We have Loko I'a preparing a smoked ta'ape dip. That comes with a wild boar chicharron that we make in-house. We have Pono Pork out on the west side doing an invasive prosciutto. And then we have our ahi bloodline. So most people get rid of the bloodline from the ahi. We turn that into a prosciutto as well. We have two types of cheeses from Sweetland Farms. They're hard goat cheeses. We have a local fruits, we have a Latour lavash and house-made chutney. It's a papaya chutney and pickled mustard seeds. And it comes with ulu chips from Hawaii Ulu Co-op and Maui Nui venison sticks. To get more information about ta'ape and recipes, cleaning and cooking demonstrations, along with other helpful resources, visit www.chefhui.com/sustainable-seafood. If you want to make a purchase of our Aipono cheese and charcuterie board, visit www.deandeluca-hawaii.com and put your order through for a contactless curbside pickup.
Mahalo to Chef Hui, Dean and De Luca, and Conservation International Hawaii.